Bashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm nice and loose and limber. I just went to yoga earlier. I feel good.
Did you go out of your house?
I went out of my house. I actually haven't been to the studio since before the pandemic.
Damn. That's fun.
It was nice.
I haven't left my house today.
Hey, that's okay. There's still more day. There's still a chance to do that. We could even get dinner if you're not doing anything tonight.
Sick, dude. Oh my God. I was going to ask you earlier. The thought bubbled into my head and I was like, I should ask her because I had plans and then my friend was exposed to COVID. So she was like, I'm going to be safe. And I was like, be safe. I got the antibodies, but like you do you. And then I was like, ooh, I'm going to text my friend. But then I did things happened. And now we're doing it.
And now we're doing it. Yay.
Where should we go? Somewhere new? Somewhere old? Who knows?
somewhere blue? Somewhere borrowed?
Something borrowed? Where should we go?
Wasn't there a place recently we tried to go to, but we couldn't for some reason? Like it was closed or it was packed or something?
Closed or packed? Was it all time?
No. Oh, well, we have tried that, but I feel like it was a place we have not ever been to that we would try to go to. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, we can also do this later.
We could do this later, but this might be the thrilling content that people came to hear.
They're like, what LA restaurants have they not gone to?
Where will they go? Can I tell you, I bruised my tailbone or my coccyx or something. I don't really know what's there. I know you can't like hurt your butt. There's something in there that
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
Fell off my pole. Can dogs eat peanuts?
I don't think they should.
Oh, no. Fuck.
They can. They can eat peanuts.
Oh, thank God.
They're good. Think of how much peanut butter they eat. That's totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Good. That's true.
Okay. Thank God.
Why do you have peanuts on your floor?
Well, I was eating them and they was falling everywhere. And then the dogs came in and immediately very quietly went and ate them. And then I was like, oh, shit, I didn't pick up those peanuts. Mm-hmm. You don't drop food on the floor when you're eating. I literally was at a party the other night and complimented a woman all in white holding food. And I was like, I can't believe you have no stains on you.
I mean, that is dangerous. I'm sure I've spilled food, but I pick it up right after. I'll just like leave it there.
Oh, see, I was going to pick it up on my way out.
No, you weren't. You were going to forget because we're going to be here for 2 hours. And by the time you leave, you're going to forget that you did that.
Well, when I stood, they fell in a spot where if I stood up, I would see it because I unplug my charger because I don't come in here like every single day because it's my office. So I unplug things. So not everything's always plugged in. I don't know why I do that. So when I unplug my thing, I would have seen the peanuts and been like, got to take them with me.
Okay. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, don't have to.
You're right. I could have easily just forgotten about them.
Yeah, I can definitely see a reality where that would happen.
Yeah. So maybe it's good that the dogs came in and ate up all the peanuts.
Then you would have gotten ants.
And I don't want ants. I don't want little bugs building, being strong together, thriving.
It's now the time of the year where it's like so hot that bugs are like, let me in. And they're trying to get inside.
Yeah, which is fucked up and rude.
It's rude. Stay out there. That's where you belong.
Yeah. Get out. Stay out. Right now, that's the end of you and I.
Yeah.
Wait, who sings that?
Is that JoJo?
It's too late.
Yes. Sashir, what were the songs in my head on the way home from the airport? The Family Matters theme song.
Did you think you're better off alone?
And then what was the other one?
Hmm.
It was another, like, clubby one.
Yeah. I'm having trouble remembering, but it was definitely the Family Matters theme song too, because you were like, like trying to do the intro.
Yeah, it just like wouldn't leave my head. Boy, oh boy, I had a great time at the airport with you.
It was great.
Oh, I had so much fun. I walked Cilia through the metal detector. We got to the lounge. We talked to everyone. I was yelling at you to get me bread and spoons.
Yeah. Great times. Great times at the airport. I was trying to get to the bottom of things. I was rushing to the front of lines.
It's my favorite thing that you do, and it's really tough to explain. Sashir does a thing where she's going to get to the bottom of why there's a line and why we're at the end of it. She moves her body like a sim to get to the front of the line, to get to the bottom of why there's a line. But usually it's like a crosswalk where it's like, well, we're just waiting for the light to change, but she'll weave, bob and weave through the people to get to the front. And I'm like, all right, so what are you going to do? Stop the cars?
Because everyone's a follower. This world's full of followers. And they're just going to wait and just like dilly-dally and wait till someone to be like, now you can pass. And I'm like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to figure out why we are not moving. I'll get to the front of the line. And then once I figure it out, we'll be the first ones to actually move.
I love it. At the airport, this woman had her luggage where it's supposed to be, on the ground in front of her. And Sashir walked up to her. And you know, like in a video game, when a character like comes against a thing that they can't get through, that was Sashir. She just kind of marched in place until the woman moved her bags. And then the woman apologized to Sashir. And I said to her, I was like, no, I'm sorry. Because I was like, we could have figured out any other way to go around this woman. But Sashir saw the smallest crack. Boy, oh boy. It made
Don't apologize for me.
So
hard. I feel justified in that. I think I also ran her stuff over. I was like, get out of the way.
Just you did.
Pick a lane. Because she was like kind of near the trash can and like kind of in the middle of the aisle. And it's like, go to one side. Get out of my way.
God, I think we thrive in airports. I like... We should write a movie where we just get to live in an airport. So we just get to hang out at the airport.
That exists already.
Who?
That Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, yeah. I just found out recently, I've seen very few Tom Hanks movies. And did you know he's in Toy Story?
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
So you've seen at least four.
Yeah. So I've seen four Tom Hanks movies. I've seen all the Toy Stories. I've seen Forrest Gump. I've seen Catch Me If You Can and Do That Thing You Do. And I think that's where it ends.
Okay. That's a good list.
Those are
classics.
Thank you. I was feeling a little ashamed because he's like, he's been in a lot.
He has a career that has spanned decades.
Is he like the man Meryl Streep? There is no man Meryl Streep because there's dozens of like well-regarded actors and there's very few female ladies, right? Like Meryl Streep's our creme de la creme on the lady side. Who's the creme de la creme on the man side? Marlon Brando? Why did you laugh, Kimmy?
Because he's dead.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, we should pick someone who's alive.
Does he count anymore?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I guess, yeah, he's not really
Robert
dead.
De Niro?
Oh, okay.
But,
Who's the man Meryl Streep? Not Tom Cruise.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis. But did he retire?
I feel like he said he did. I haven't seen him in a while.
Steve Buscemi?
I mean, I like Steve Buscemi.
I love Steve Buscemi. When he was in his 20s, boy, oh boy, was he a looker.
Was he?
Fondle me. Yes, he was very handsome.
Can he? Okay.
Yeah, he could fondle me.
All right.
Come on, you wouldn't let him fondle you?
I guess I haven't seen a young Steve Buscemi. Okay. Okay. He looks dreamy in this one. Yeah.
Right?
I
like, dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fondle me in that uniform. I'm going to bring back the word fondle, you guys. Fondle.
I don't think you should.
Fondle me.
I'm not really enjoying hearing it right now.
Okay. All right. Can we just circle back to my bruised coccyx or butt bone or whatever? How do I like help it? How do I make it feel better?
Have you put heat on it or ice?
No. I've limped around my home going, my butt.
Oh, my God. And that's what my man does, too. He'll hurt himself and then be like, well, there's nothing else to do here. I guess I'll just let it heal. I'm like, put ice on it. Some heat, something, lift it, do anything to it. It'll feel better. Maybe also do some cat cows, maybe.
Ooh.
Some stretches.
Maybe I will try doing that after this. I felt so hard this year.
Damn.
So hard. I was trying to do, you can do it. It's that hip holdy thing where you put one leg on the pole and then the other, like you bend it and then the other leg goes behind it and then you hold it in your hip and your knee. And then eventually you get upside down in a leg hang. Are these all four?
Is that like the figure four?
No. So, okay. Get ready. I'm just going to draw it out for you. Okay. Okay. Our listeners hate this. Okay. Here's the pole. Oh, wait. It's a pencil. That's you right. Can't see nothing. Okay. And then your leg goes like around it. And then your
my
other
leg does
goes,
not do that.
You made goes, a, like, behind
you made the letter
it.
U.
I think this is the sign of the devil. I don't know what I've got.
A portal to hell is going to open up on this notebook.
I don't know why I thought I could draw. Okay. So that's arms and this is arms. This is you. And then here's your body.
The arms are not on the pole at all.
No, if you don't want them to be. And then then one.
Oh, I think now I know what you're talking about. So it kind of is a figure four, but you're laid back.
Oh, yes. And you're on your side.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I got it.
Yes. It is a figure four just on your side. Okay. We could have cleared that up without me drawing anything.
No, I'm glad you did, though.
Hey, thanks. I tried doing it and I put my leg up high enough that it was like correct. Which just brings you higher off the floor. And then I got excited because I did it and I cheered and I let go of all the points that were holding the pole and I fell right down and I went, oh no, that's going to hurt tomorrow. And
you
I was right.
Put that underneath you.
Well, I did that after the fact. Okay. Listen, it's tough. It's my brain is currently broken.
I found a aerial arts place near me. And they have the hoop that's in the sky. And I want to try that. So I'm
going to take me.
I can take you.
Didn't seem like I was part of your plans. Seems like you're going to go by yourself and have a nice exploration all by yourself. Or maybe you're going to bring a different friend. And then I'd have to hear about it later and go, wow, okay.
I have already signed up for a class that's happening this Saturday.
Oh, my
But I would love
Lord.
For you to come. Oh, I didn't know you. Lord. I didn't know you wanted to come. It's like closer to me. It's on the other side of.
Oh, Lord, you know, Jesus.
I will send you a link.
Oh,
please
Lord.
Come.
I don't know if I can. I think I have morning plans.
Okay,
isn't that funny?
Wow.
Aren't they funny? Also, what are morning plans? Who am I? I don't wake up till
noon.
Yeah,
you have morning plans?
Can you even? I think on Saturday I have to wake up early to do something.
I can't believe this.
It's rude.
I'm so sorry.
Rude, rude, rude.
Rude, rude. Are you coming to my birthday party on Sunday?
No. Are those new curtains behind you?
What the hell?
No, I am coming. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Are you kidding? I would never not come.
Yeah.
Unless I was out of town and working.
Right, for sure.
But I'm in town and not working. I'll be the first one there.
Yay.
I'll show up and go, where's the food? Gimme!
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
Yum, 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 yum! Are these new curtains behind you?
Yeah. I mean, I maybe have them for like a couple months.
Oh, Lord. And I've seen them?
They've been a part of these Zooms for a while.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Nicole, could you describe the curtains for us?
Oh, okay. These curtains are luscious. I would say they're an olive green.
Yeah. They're like... They're gold, but I can see what you're... They're gold.
In your Zoom screen, they look gold to you?
No, they do look olive green in the screen.
Okay.
I can see why you'd say that.
Because I was like, the computer's really doing magic tricks.
This is the blue dress, gold dress situation.
Oh my God, it is. Wait, that was wild because I was like, I think everyone's lying because that dress was white and gold to me.
I can't remember what I thought it was.
You didn't think it was blue?
I think I've seen both. But
yes, because you saw a blue and black dress or whatever, and then you saw a white and gold one. It was not the same picture. I refuse to believe it.
I think it was the same picture.
I don't stand by that.
And what was the Yanni thing? Yanni? What was
Yanni?
That?
I can't
remember. What was the thing?
I don't know.
Or people heard different things. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yanni Laurel.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yanni Laurel?
Yeah. Or you either heard Yanni or you heard Laurel.
That's insane.
I do like when things like that bring us all together, you know?
Mm. We haven't had one of those in a minute. Unless you count COVID. That kind of brought us all together.
Well, it actually brought us apart. It tore us apart.
You're right. I guess it did.
We had to literally be separated from everybody.
Yeah, you're right. But now we're back together.
Yeah.
Pandemic's done.
Sure.
I think I'm going to start taking pole classes again. I think I'm comfortable enough with that.
Yay.
I'm excited, but I don't know if my old body is comfortable with it. My body's like, can you stop? I'm tired. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. No.
Well, that's what, like, a class is good. I mean, you've been doing, like, stuff on your own or, like, private lessons. I feel like that's more work than a class. In a class, you get breaks because the teacher's explaining stuff, and then you get to switch off with someone in the poll.
Not anymore.
So your body probably is more trained than it was before, than when you were just taking classes.
Maybe. Well, we don't switch off anymore. I think
That's
COVID.
Right.
Now it's like you have your own poll.
Now you have your own poll. I see.
But I guess you could go at your like own pace a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll take like a level one class to like get warmed up back into it.
Yeah, I think you need to do that. I did that when I was trying to get back into it, and you don't need to do that.
Okay. Maybe I'll take a 1-2 class. Well, yeah. When you get like higher up, then there's like, you can climb, right? You can sit on the pole, and I'm having trouble with those things.
This is true.
I've regressed.
Like, go upside down immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I've never been upside down. Sorry about it. Can't do it. I tried to do it today with a chair, and it wasn't smart.
Go upside down?
Yeah, I tried to lay on a chair and then hook my legs on the pole and then try to hang.
Oh.
It's not good. I don't recommend it.
No. No.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of bad things by myself. I finally understand the name of that Tyler Perry play. I can do bad all by myself.
Hilarious. Yes, you can.
Yep, that's me.
I need to try to build up my tiny muscles because I think I told you my shoulder's been hurting. So I want to like jump back into pole, which I think is also why I want to look at this hoop option because I don't think it's as much like hanging with your arm. I mean, I think it's hanging and pulling involved, but I don't think it's as much as pole class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking at Pilates classes just to like rebuild my core and other stuff.
Oh.
And the Pilates studios near me, all the reviews are like, this is great, but not for beginners. They will not go slow. They will not explain stuff to you. And I was like, well, I don't want that at all. So
yeah, that's not fun. Exercise is such a gated like community where they're like, you don't know how to fucking do it. You're going to feel stupid and never come back.
Kind of. I did a handstand class and I was like, this will be great. I'm going to learn how to do handstands. I mean, I know how to, but really haven't since I was a kid. So I was like, this will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
They did not break down handstands at all. They're like, okay, now get up on the wall and like stay there for a minute. And I was like, oh, I mean, like, thank God I've done handstands in my life. Mm-hmm. But like, if I never have done a handstand before, this class would kill me. It would not be for me.
Yeah, that's not kind. I don't think everyone's meant to be a teacher.
This is a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like if you get frustrated easily, I don't think teaching's for you. And if you don't care to break things down, teaching's not for you.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Should we do a quiz?
No. I shook my head and forgot it was a podcast and nobody could see it. Of course we should take a quiz. But before we take a quiz, I'm wearing a jumpsuit that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of. Okay.
What? Wait, why do you think you're not going to be able to get out of it?
Because when there's sleeves, it's easier to pull the sleeve down off my shoulder. And when there's no sleeves and it's like denim and not stretchy, what am I pulling on to get it off my shoulder? Nothing. I'm going to have to wiggle or wait for someone to come to my house to get me out of here. And it's kind of a bummer, but I just thought
you
should know.
I could go home with you after dinner and help you and dress you.
That sounds nice. You'll fondle me too? Just kidding. Let's do a quiz. No. Okay, what quiz do you want to do?
I mean, this one jumped out at me. 1 in 100,000 people have psychic abilities. Do you? That sounds pretty
cool. I love that. I sometimes think I have psychic abilities, okay?
I think you do.
Thank you. Other times, I don't. Okay. 1 in 100,000 have psychic abilities. Do you? How often do you feel overwhelmed in crowded areas?
Frequently.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
Never.
I would say sometimes.
I'm going to say rarely.
Okay.
Because every once in a blue moon, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. No, I feel like more often than not, I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you have dreams which you can recall with nearly perfect detail the next day? Frequently.
Rarely.
No, we got to read the options first.
Oh my God. Sometimes something's happening to me. I'm not okay today.
Okay, yeah, it's frequently, sometimes, rarely, or never.
Sometimes, rarely, or never. And I'm going to say rarely.
I'm going to say frequently.
Yeah, you're good at doing dreams.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, did you have an imaginary friend or adults or, oh my God, did you have an imaginary friend or friends during your childhood or as an adult?
Yes.
No.
Or unsure.
I absolutely had an imaginary friend.
Same. I had three.
Three? Oh, yes. I did this.
Yeah.
What were their names?
Mr. Nobody, Gus, and them.
Were they imaginary?
They were imaginary.
Or were people trying to hurt you? Mr. Nobody is never coming.
They just climb in my window at night. No big deal. They told me to be quiet. Don't tell my parents about it. No, they're imaginary. They would help me with things. We have a little council in my head when I had to make big decisions as a child.
That's so fucking cute. That's so cute. It's like, should I eat spaghetti tonight or macaroni and cheese? Council.
And they'll discuss and weigh the options.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. Do you ever notice people appear to be glowing to you? Or do you ever see orbs of light in the sky or a room?
Frequently.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
Never.
Sometimes.
Hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, there's something about this person that's like radiating and I can't get enough of them.
I'm going to say sometimes too. I only see the lights. Like the orbs of light in the sky or in the room. I don't see a glow around people, but I'll see definitely light spots in the rooms.
Oh. Okay. Do your friends feel comfortable coming to you with their problems?
Yes.
No.
Unsure.
I think yes.
Yeah, I would say yes for you.
I would say yes for you.
Yeah, you think so? Okay.
I think so.
Okay, then yes. I feel like I tell more people my problems than receive people's problems, but.
I don't know. With us, it's a pretty healthy give and take.
Yes, but I don't have a relationship like ours with many other people, with anybody else, actually.
Me either.
I'm gonna say yes. How often do you find yourself worried about a future event but are unable to express your concern in words?
Okay, frequently.
Yeah,
there's a lot of times where I'm just like, this thing is happening. Oh yeah, it's called anxiety. Now I do know the words for it. But there was a time where I didn't know the word. So maybe sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we took a mega bus to Boston from New York. You were like, I have a feeling this bus is going to break down. And me and Keisha were like, don't say that. And then it did. And then it got a flat tire and we had to take
a rental car. Did. Yeah, sometimes I have ominous feelings. Those I can express, but only the ominous feelings. When I'm like feeling, you remember when we used to perform and you'd be like, oh, where's Keisha? And I'd be like, I don't know. She knows where she's supposed to be. It's because I was like, if I leave this spot, the show might start. And then I'm looking for her. And then what will Sashir do? So it's insane stuff.
Yeah. Also, and that was for me. You were, I would be the one in the bathroom. You'd be like, she knows where she's supposed to be.
Oh, yes.
And you're just going to leave me.
Just try to leave my best friend behind.
I'm going to say rarely. I don't think I have too many feelings where I'm like stressed about a future thing.
But also with the bus thing, I remember feeling pretty calm about it. I was like, well, this is what's going to happen. But like,
it just will happen.
I just don't think we should take this bus.
Mm-hmm.
But then we did. It was a good time.
And then we did.
Throughout your lifespan, how many times have you narrowly avoided a potential disaster?
More than twice.
1 to 2 times.
Unsure.
Never. I'm unsure. I've never supposed to have been on a plane that I missed that crashed, you know?
Right. I mean, I've been in a couple of car accidents that weren't that, you know, I survived. That weren't harrowing. I'll say 1 to 2 times.
I've been in a bunch of car accidents. They were all my fault.
Like bad accidents or like fender benders?
Fender benders. Well, there was one where I backed right into a tree because I had a phase, I'm still in it, where I didn't look behind me when I reversed. And then there was one where I hit a curb and blew out my tire. One where I hit a guardrail and knocked out my front headlight. Once where I hit the side of my house. Once where I hit the wall of my garage. They're all like very slow collisions.
All right.
Wait, I'm trying to really think. Have I narrowly avoided disaster? Whatever. I'm unsure.
Okay. How do you respond around angry people?
Respond with anger.
Leave the situation.
With humor.
Unsure.
I definitely respond with angry people.
I leave the situation. I just feel like it'll end faster if I just go away.
I mean, that makes sense. And usually it does, right? Because I'm not in this anymore. Goodbye.
You can be angry all by yourself.
Which is the sequel to you can do bad all by yourself.
How often do you experience deja vu?
Frequently.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
Never.
Sometimes. And it's wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I've done this already. I've already been here. I've already done this.
My mom said that. Maybe this is true. Sometimes she'll say things and people are like, I've never heard of this before. But that deja vu is like a vitamin deficiency. Like it's a result of like not being healthy. But
I buy it. I don't eat well. Maybe. I don't eat my vitamins. I rarely drink water. I am just. Yeah,
I used to have deja vu a lot when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. Like so much. And also like things that Like, I'll have a moment where I'm like, this happened. And then I realize it was from a dream that I had. But, or I wouldn't realize that, but it's just be like, I have been here before. So yeah, I would say frequently. How often do you experience deja vu?
I've had deja vu a ton of times. And I think like, I guess it was in my early 20s, but I still have it sometimes now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is this year.
Ooh, oh, you passed.
I passed. Yes, you are psychic, but you probably already knew that. I mean, I actually did already know that. I have prophetic dreams.
Ooh, what am I? Ooh, you passed also passed. As well, I am psychic and I already knew that. I kind of did. I kind of did already know I was psychic and I love being psychic. It's fun. I wish I was like really psychic. I would love to know what's going to happen 20 minutes from now.
Just 20?
Like an hour from now. Or like next year. So you're like, what's going to happen next year?
I feel like your powers are like manifesting. You make things happen. You say it out loud and then it happens.
I do. I haven't really been like manifesting that much lately. Maybe I should get back into it.
Yeah, get back into it. What are your dreams, your desires? Say them out loud.
I want to get upside down on my pole.
You will. Yes, I will.
I want to figure out how to climb the pole in shoes. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, and then I'll manifest a bunch of other stuff privately.
Nice.
And I'll manifest some stuff for you.
Please.
Yeah, send me a list.
You're like Santa Claus.
I want these. Yeah, I'll be Santa of the manifestations.
Great.
What a weird name. Santa of the manifestations.
It sounds like a band. Like,
who are you seeing tonight? Santa of the manifestations, my dude. They're so good.
It's like some sort of like psychedelic rock band.
I like it. I would go see them. It sounds like a nice time.
Yeah, let's go see them.
Should we answer the queries of the world?
Yes. Let's use our psychic abilities for good.
Yeah.
And help these people.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. Love the absolute shit out of both of you. My husband and I both just ran a marathon, and you helped keep me laughing all through runs that were so long I wanted to die. Hope both of you are having a great / safe time getting back on the road. Hope to see you both on a Delta flight soon. We are both Diamond Divas, and LAX has a new lounge that I'm itching to get into. That's not part of the letter. I just decided to add my own things. However, this is not what I'm emailing. Since the pandemic, I feel like all my friends are getting engaged and thus planning weddings. And now don't get me wrong. I'm pumped to party, drink, and eat on someone else's dime, but I have a scheduling conflict. One of my housemates, let's call him Dick, who I've known since college in North Carolina, it was around through my coming out, my mental health struggles, and so much more, and I am a groomsman for. However, he and I don't talk much anymore. He's in med school in North Carolina, but we still have a lot of friendship history.
Another friend of mine who lives in D.C., let's call her Susie, she lives in D.C. with me, also got engaged and is getting married on the same day as Dick.
Oh,
this would be a difficult decision to make already, but the added complexity is that my husband and I helped Susie meet her husband, and I helped her through a breakup with the person she moved to D.C. for, and she was there for me meeting my husband and coming to our wedding. When I told her at a happy hour that I had been asked to be a groomsman at Dick's wedding, she started crying at the bar and then tried to move her wedding date. I told Dick I was going to have to figure something out because honestly, I don't think I can miss Susie's wedding. What do y'all think a good compromise would be? My initial thinking would be to do the rehearsal dinner for Dick's wedding and then drive to Asheville for Susie's wedding. Luckily, they're both in North Carolina. Oh, that is very lucky that they're both in North Carolina.
Yeah. And I honestly think that's a pretty good solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do a speech at the rehearsal dinner, you know, see all the friends, take pictures, and then be at the actual ceremony for Susie. I think they already have their plan set.
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic plan. It makes sense. Yeah. Good job.
Good job.
You don't need us.
Yeah, you already know. And I think it's also like, because you don't talk to Dick that much, I think it's less important that you go to the ceremony. And it seems like Susie is more in your life. So it would be better to go to Susie's ceremony. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because it's like this person was in your life. You do cherish the good time. So it's like, yeah, pop into the rehearsal dinner. Tell them how much they mean to you. And then, you know, privately, you should tell them that, like, the reason is it's like, oh, my current very good or I don't even say current, just like my very good friend is also getting married the same day. So doing double duty. I apologize. I love you dearly.
Yeah, I think that's great. Solved.
Solved. Hi. So to start, big shout out to this podcast, because Lord knows I've listened to it for the past 3 years. We've done it for 3 years. Wow.
We have.
Time flies when you're gabbing on Zoom. And y'all have gotten me through some rough times with all the laughs. So thank you, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, and Jordan for the constant laughs and just general joy and happiness you bring to my life. Now, for my question. My partner and I have been together for 2 years. Now we are happy and whatnot. Oh, happy and whatnot. Blah, blah, blah. Ever since the beginning of the relationship, I've known he's been friends with his ex, let's call him Justin, and that hasn't changed. They're still friends to this day. As I've known him and heard about him from the other people I've met, Justin has always been like gutter trash.
Ooh. He's the kind of person who feels entitled to have everyone do things for him and in return, do nothing for the other person. He's also just the kind of guy where if he steps out of line or crosses your boundary, he will end the friendship immediately versus learning and growing. He's a lot like a 10-year-old stuck in a 31-year-old man's body. Moving on, lately, Justin has been really trying my last nerve. He's been talking very disrespectfully to my partner. He spawned off his own grandmother. Oh, he's pawned off his own grandmother and mother off on us so he could go get a pedicure. I just see how he is treating others, and it's really bothering me. I brought this up to my partner, and he just says over and over that it's not our problem and we should pay no attention to it. I'm stuck in the pickle because I really don't want to be around Justin anymore, and I really don't want him in my life, but he is so ingrained into my partner's life. And I don't know what else to do. Any feedback or help would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I mean, it is your problem if this man's grandmother and mother are coming over. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah.
that's absolutely wild.
That is wild. Can you watch my grandmother?
Yeah. Can my granny just stay here for a couple hours while I go get a pedicure? No, not at all. Yeah, I'd be like, you could be friends, but like, don't you dare do that.
Yeah, I think you can draw boundaries with your partner. It's because you can't, I mean, you can, but like, you probably shouldn't tell your partner who to be friends with. But you can say what you can tolerate. Mm-hmm. So if your partner wants to be friends with this person and wants to deal with their bullshit, that's on your partner.
Yeah,
you don't have to be a part of that. My man has a bleeding heart, and he has a lot of people, not a lot, not less now, thankfully, because he's like working on boundaries, but in his lifetime, he has had many friends who have really taken full advantage of his kindness. Mm-hmm. And it is hard to watch. And I have expressed how hard it is to watch and like what things that I would do, but he's not me. So I kind of have to like step back and be like, well, I hope he figures it out. But I'm putting zero effort into this. I'm not helping with anything.
Yeah,
I'm not communicating with this other person. This person will not be in my life. If it stresses you out, I'm so sorry. I hope that you figure it out. You know what to do, but it's not going to stress me out. So and then he did eventually start learning and learning how to like have people in his life, but not so much in his life that's actually stressing him out or like taking energy from his day. So hopefully this writer's partner figures it out too, but this writer doesn't have to be involved. Like if it's another situation where Justin is like, watch my grandma, you can take the day. You can get the heck out of there. You can go hang out with a friend. That's not your responsibility. And then maybe if your partner's like, ew, I don't like having to take care of my friend's grandma alone, maybe they'll say no next time.
I fully agree. Because that's so nuts. I can't imagine dropping my grandmother, my mother off at someone's house to go get a... I just really can't get past that. That's weird as fuck.
It's really wild. I mean, maybe it's like, maybe the partner, when they were dating Justin, maybe they were close to the mom and grandma. So they were like, you're a trusted friend. But even still, that's not this person's responsibility.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
I don't like Justin. Get out of here, Justin.
Justin does not.
Boo, Justin. Imagine.
Boo.
Like, imagine me bringing you to somebody's house and being like, watch this year for me.
Well, do I need watching?
No, I think it'd probably be the other way around. You'd bring me to somebody's house and be like, watch her for a little bit. And I'm like, somebody watch me.
I'm like, she needs help with her jumpsuit. Do you mind changing her?
I mean, honestly, someone dropped me off somewhere. I don't think I'm going to be able to get this off. It was tough to put on and I struggled to get it up.
Oh, boy.
What if I pee myself?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you. Kimmy, we want one more.
All right, nice email.
Oh.
Hello, lovely ladies. I don't need advice today, but I just wanted to say thank you both for giving me the courage to find friends through an app. I recently left my job to stay home with my 2-year-old, and although I love it, it's been pretty lonely and isolating. I really want to make new mom friends, but it's hard to find other people in the wild that I actually get along with or feel comfortable approaching. Other moms at the park can be very intimidating.
I had heard you guys in the past mention that there are apps out there for getting connected with friends instead of just for dates. And I found one called Peanut for Parents. I matched with an awesome lady that has quickly become a fantastic friend, and our kids love hanging out together too, so it's a win-win. I was embarrassed using the app at first, but you guys reminded me that there's no shame in trying to seek out connections with people. Thank you so much. P.S. I have a Best Friends podcast shirt that I love, but I have a very similar haircut to Sashir, so several people have stopped to ask me why. I have a picture of myself on a shirt. Still love it. That's very funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yay! I'm glad.
That is nice because it's just like there's no. If you're lonely, the way you fix it is by seeking out people, and it does suck. But like, you know, sometimes the juice is worth the
squeeze.
Yeah, is that a saying?
I'm not positive, but it also doesn't sound wrong.
Sometimes the milk is worth milking the cow. Sometimes the sponge is worth going to the supermarket. I don't know. I think the trouble is worth the win.
We understand what you're saying. You don't actually need to even continue, but these are
the
great options.
The shirt is worth the heat. I don't know. Sometimes you get hot in a shirt and you're just like, well, I gotta wear it. You can't not wear it.
All right, we're puttering out now.
Am I? I think I started puttered out.
That's a good point.
I don't know what's going on with me today. Well, that's it.
All right. If you have any questions for us, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text us at 424-645-7003. You can even feel free to email us a voice memo as well.
Hey, do you like clothes? We have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And we have a live show at the Largo in Los Angeles on Saturday, July 16th. Is it Saturday? I thought it was Sunday. All right.
No, we have a Saturday. This is a Saturday show.
Awesome. And we have a live show.
Leave that in. Don't edit it out.
For some reason in my mind, I was, whatever. Okay, I'll look at my calendar.
It's okay. I looked at my calendar last night to see what I had to do today and then started texting the people that I had conflicts with. And then I realized I was looking at Friday.
Oh.
And then I burst into tears.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
We're all doing well.
And we have a live show at the Lark Hall in Los Angeles on Saturday, July 16th at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to largo-la.com.
Lastly, Lord Jesus, don't forget to rate, review, and praise him, subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen.
And let the church say amen.
Amen. Okay, bye, Nicole. I'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
Bye.